Hello and welcome to Podcasts on the WSO2 Oxygen Tank. This special podcast series is all about WSO2's SOA Summer School program. SOA Summer School classes are ideal for enterprise IT architects and developers to become more familiar with SOA concepts, technologies, and best practices. And the best part is all sessions are free. Today we have Nandika with us to tell us about his upcoming session, C++ in SOA. Welcome to the show, Nandika.
Hello, Hasmin. Nice to be here.
So, Nandika, can you tell us how C++ is used in high-performance business applications today?
Sure. When applications are written in C, usually they are very high-performing because of the native code. But when you want to map a complex design, then the code written in C tend to become complex and difficult to maintain. And that's where programming languages like Java and C# are very popular, because the design mapped to very easily to the language and offer high level of flexibility. But when you need high performance of C and the flexibility of an object-oriented language, that's where C++ comes in. And it is still the choice of the industry when it comes to high-performing applications. And C++ is widely used in mission-critical applications, where applications that need to offer a very small response time, as well as that applications should handle large-scale data.
Okay, so how does this really impact an SOA deployment?
So in an SOA deployment, the applications need to talk to each other. And in that sense, Java and .NET are very popular because of the availability of a lot of SOA infrastructure within those languages. And that's where C++ did not have an open source enterprise-grade web services stack up to now. Now with the release of WSF C++ 2.0, now you have all that capability within C++ as well.
So what do you hope to cover in your session for summer school?
In this session, I'll start off with the introduction to SOA and web services. And then I will cover the basics of the client API and service API offered by WSF C++. And then we'll look into WSDL and how to work with C++ and WSDL. Basically, that covers code generation. And next, we'll look at how to secure your C++ web services with WS security. And also, I'll briefly look at attachment handling, REST, and do a demo on interoperability with .NET and Java.
Right, sounds like you're going to cover a lot of topics under C++. So what would you say is the key benefit participants can gain by attending this session?
Yeah, hopefully I'll have enough time to cover all this stuff. So basically, participating to this session, a user will get a basic knowledge of web services and also will be able to learn and appreciate the capabilities offered by WSF C++ to C++ developers.
All right. Thank you for joining us today, Nandika. To remind you all once more, the session is C++ in SOA, conducted by Nandika Jayavardhana on the 30th of July at 9 a.m. Pacific time. You can register by going to the wso2.org/training page.